in middle of Ois Tesvav, paragraph 15, in a part that deals with the Gemara on Baba Basra. Today we'll just start, we'll review that piece of Gemara so as to be able to lead into the part we're going to do today. Rav Enizal quotes a story that's mentioned in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Dafayin Dalin. V'zeh Pirush, Rav Enizal says, Omar Ravashi, Omar li Huna Bar Noson, Ravashi said that Huna Bar Noson related to me the following story. Zimna Chodo, one time, Havokaz, Lino Bamakura, I was walking in the desert. V'hava Atmo de Bisra Bahadon, we had a thigh of beef with us. Pasachno, we opened it up. Venakrino, we cleaned out the Gidhanoshe, the parts that a person is not permitted to eat. V'anachno Aispo, and we placed it on the grass. Adamaisin on Tzibi, while we were going to gather wood to broil this, Cholim Atmo, the open thigh, the thigh that we had opened up, closed up. The two open ends closed up together. That's what the word Cholim here means, the Pshat. Vitavinon, and we broiled it. The Gemara says, Ki hadron labosa tresi archishato, when we returned there, after 12 months had passed by, chazin hu lahanu gumri, we saw the coals that we had used to broil this, the havakomalachshi, that they were still smoldering, simmering, they were still burning. Ki asoi lakamed ameimar, so when we came before ameimar, omarli, he said to me, hahu isbo simteri havo, that type of grass was a grass called simteri, Miloshin Samtre, it has a certain power that's able to reattach things that have become separated. And Hanu Gumri, the coals that you used, Derismohavu, were coals that were made from a special type of wood, a special type of broom wood, it's called, and that causes it, that allows it to burn for a very, very long time. Rabbi Nizal explains now this Gemara based on everything we learned so far in this chapter on the Likutei Moran. Hainu Shesiper. Rabbi Nizal says that Tana was relating the story. Shepam Achad, one time, Holach Bamidbor. He went in the desert. Zebechinas Tikkun Ho'emuna. The desert implies a place which requires Tikkun Ho'emuna, fixing up the Emuna. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, that Hashem says about the Yidden, Lechtech Acharai Bamidbor Be'eretz Loizarua. That the fact that the Jews followed Hashem through the desert, through land that was not plantable, that was not usable for planting, that was a tremendous sign of emunah on the part of the Jews, a willingness to trudge through this desert to get to this place that Hashem had promised them, to get to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal says, Eretz lo yizarua zebechinas pegam ho emunah. Land that's barren, that has not been planted or that cannot be planted, that represents a defect in emunah. Shaydei ze niskalkalu azroim kanal. That's what causes these seeds to become spoiled. Velechtech achrayim bamidbor, the posik lechtech achrayim bamidbor zeu bechinas tikkun ho emunah. This represents a concept of the Yidden being misakim the emunah, fixing up the emunah. Sheheeminu bo yisparach, they believed in Hashem. Veholchu achrov bamidbar, they followed Hashem through the desert. Vetiknu bechinas eretz leizarua, and they corrected the concept of a land which cannot be planted, meaning a concept of dahainu nefilas emunah. That concept of a land that cannot be planted is a concept of a defective emunah, because we said zroim is emunah. There's a pasuk v'hoya emunah sitecha chayis nishu as chokhma v'das. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that the word emunas refers to Seder Zroim. Planting, we mentioned, is a whole Indian of emunah. The fact that a person is willing to take something, throw it in the ground where it's going to rot there, on the faith, on the knowledge, with the hope that Hashem is going to take from this rotten thing, from this yerida, Hashem is going to bring forth a tremendous aliyah. V'hava atmo de bisro bahadon, and we had a thigh of beef with us. Rabbi Nizal says, atmo de bisro zebechinas geirim. This refers to converts, shehem arele bosor. They are known as arele bosor. They have stuffed flesh. They are the ones who bring about a concept of defective flesh, a concept of chilabris, pigamabris. Vizehu atme bisro bechinas orle bosor. This is a concept of stuffed meat, because the word atmi in Aramaic means a thigh. The word otum also means stuffed. A moyach otum means a stuffed head. In other words, a head that's not able to take in anything more. So the same word that means thigh also means stuffed in a negative sense, meaning a person who has a stuffed bris means chas v'shalom, he has the orla there, he has this extra piece there, chas v'shalom, that's tamei. Rabbein Azal says, "Bechinas orlei bosor, or bechinas hechtem besore kanal, this bechina of this defiled flesh, ki al yidei alias ha'emuna hanafulo nasen geirim." Because as Rabbein Azal had explained in the beginning of this chapter on the Kutimran, when a yid is zeichet to correct, to fix up the nefilas ha'emuna, any deficiency in emuna on his own part, by bringing about a tikkun to the emuna hanafula, that also arouses a hiskarvus of geirim. That causes converts to be brought about. And Rabbein Azal proved this from psukim, from whole different items in the beginning of the Torah. Sha'al yodo mizgaber chas v'shalom chaysim the sitra achra. Through these converts is aroused this chaysim of the satan, this binding to the, of tumah. Bechinas hechtem misore kanal, this concept of an impure flesh, because as Rabbein Azal had explained earlier in this Torah in the Kutimran, that when these geirim on iskarev, they bring about geyus to the manhige hadir, to those manhige ador that are unworthy, and Rabbein Azal explained through a whole chain of events how this leads to an union of pigama bris, a kilkul hamoichin. We had that earlier in the Torah. All the items we're going to mention now in short form, if you go back to what we said earlier, all of these items are elaborated on. The Gemara says, "Upas chinen, we opened up the thigh. Hainu she tiknenu she tiknenu bechinas hechtem besoroi. We fixed up, we corrected this concept of the defiled flesh. Venase bechinas choisam nikdusha, and we took the bechina of hechtem besoroi, which means defiled flesh." And we made it into a chosam nikdusha, a seal of kedusha, a concept of an ois bris, a sign of kedusha. Shehu bechinas pituche chosam kodesh lashem. There's a pasuk in Chumash which says about the tzitz, the plate which the kohen gadol wore on his forehead, that it had engraved in it, inscribed in it, the words kodesh lashem. The word pituche chosam is used there. The lashem pituche means engraved, inscribed. Rabbein Azal says here the lashon patchinon implies a tikkun of the chosam, a tikkun of this power of sealing in a correct manner, in a pure manner. Rabbein Azal says, "Hainu bechinas tikkun hamoichin kanal." This refers to a tikkun hamoichin, because note, where was the tzitz worn? On the forehead of the kohen gadol. This represents a purity of the moichin that's brought about through this tikkun abris, this correction of the ois bris. Vinakrinon, and we cleaned out, we emptied out, we created a cavity inside this thigh by cleaning out from within it the parts that are unkosher or not suitable feeding. Rabbein Azal says, "Zebechinas v'samtich benikras hatzur." This refers to the fact that when Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to see Hashem in the highest level conceivable, before he was zeichet to see Hashem, Hashem told him, "I will place you in a cavity within a stone. I'll place you inside a hole in the stone." Rabbein Azal says, "Bechinas tzimtzum hamoichin." This represents this term nakrinon, which means to create a cavity. That's a concept of tzimtzum. How do you create a cavity? The whole concept of the chol aponi, by taking that which is inside and constricting it, pressing it to the sides, taking a place in the center and pushing out to all four sides, you make room in the middle. That's a concept of tzimtzum, constriction to create a cavity, to create an opening in the middle. Rabbein Azal says, "Bechinas tzimtzum hamoichin shelo lotzeis chutz legvul." This refers to the concept that we stress in this Torah, that a person has to be able to constrict his brain, to contain his brain, that it shouldn't go outside of its boundaries. He shouldn't think about things that he's not supposed to think about. V'anachno isbo, we took this thigh and we placed it on the grass. Rabbein Azal says, "Isbo zebechinas klolius hamacholim." Grass is a term which encompasses within it every type of food. Kemoishikosav, as the pasuk says in Chumash Bereishis, "Kiyerek esev nosati lochem eskoil." As the vegetables that grow among the grass, I have given you everything to eat. Meaning, Hashem was saying, as permissible as the vegetables of the grass are, everything is permissible to you. But note, Hashem used the words, "Kiyerek esev nosati lochem eskoil." Koil, everything is like the asev. Everything is like the grass. So we see that the grass is being used as representative for all types of ma'acholim. So when it says that we took this thigh of flesh of an animal and we placed it on the grass, Rabbi Nizal says, v'zev anachna isbo, we placed it on the grass, haynu achar shehoyinu misakne misamlichen kanal, once we were successful in fixing up the moichin, in fixing up the brain, hinachnu atzmenu aizbo, we set ourselves to the task of the grass, haynu al hama'acholim, we set out to fix up the food, all the food items, lesakenes hama'acholim shelo yaziku v'yifku mu'es hachalayim chas v'shom. Once we were zeichet to tikkun ha'moichin through tikkun ha'bris, the next thing we set out to do was to be mesaken the ma'acholim, also to be sucking the food that we would eat, so that that shouldn't be able to affect our brain in any negative way when we go to sleep at night. As Rabbi Nizal explained in the Torah, that there exists a potential within the food that a person eats during the day to be able to have a negative effect on the brain. So once we were zeichet to be mesaken the brain through a concept of tikkun abris, then we set out to be mesaken the ma'acholim also. The tikkun ze haynu tikkun ha'ma'acholim, this tikkun, meaning the tikkun of the food items, nasa al yidei chizuk ha'malach, is this tikkun is performed by strengthening the koyach of the angel. Meaning, Rabbi Nizal explained this term in the Gemara, that when the Shefa comes to a Jew from on high, it comes via Malachim, and if the Malachim are powerful enough, they're able to hurl the Shefa down, in a sense, at a powerful enough speed, so that although this Shefa has to pass through Shadim and other koyches of Tumah on its trip to earth, in a sense, if the macholim are powerful enough, they're able to hurl the shefa with enough speed. Note, this is all spirit, we're talking in spiritual terms, we're just representing it physically. They're able to hurl the shefa fast enough so that the shefa passes through the hands of these shadim and koyches ha-tumah with enough speed not to be damaged in that along the trip. But if the malachim are not powerful enough, then chas v'shalom, when they hurl the shefa, when they send the shefa on its trip to earth, along the way, it can be taken hold of by the Shadim and Koyches HaTumah. They can hold on to it for longer than they're supposed to, and they can defile it to an extent that when a human being will eat from these food items, it'll affect him in a negative way. He'll have bad dreams, Chalai Ma'idei Shed, and all of those items. So Rabbi Nizal says now, Hainu Tikkun HaMalachim Nasaidei Chizuk HaMalach. The fixing up of these food items is performed by strengthening the angel, Shenischazek Al Yidei Hischachus HaRotzim. We said earlier in this Torah that the Malachim are strengthened through a hischachus of ratzon, through a renewal of desire, al yedei hasimcha, through simcha. Rabbi Nizal had proven from psukim in this Torah that the Hebrew word for malach, which is tzavakos, is one of the names of the angels, tzavodilei, the army of Hashem, is the angels, and the word tzavakos also is an union of ratzon, desire, uchemitzbiei ovid b'chel shmaya, that Hashem performs, does as he wishes with his armies in heavens. In heaven, the word uchemitzbiei, which is like tzavakos, refers to ratzon, desire. It also refers to malachim. So Rabbi Nizal explained that the main strengthening of the malachim is through a strengthening of ratzon. And this is brought about through simcha. Vizehu, Rabbi Nizal says, this is what it means when it says, Adamai sinon tzibi, while we went to gather wood, ze bechinas uchemitzviei ovid bechel shemayo. The word tzibi is miloshen uchemitzviei, representing an union of rotzain, desire, willpower. Shehu bechinas hischachus harotzain. This refers to a renewal of desire, of willpower. Hainu shehayinu roitzim lahavi harotzain. We wanted to bring this willpower, this desire, bechinas hischachus harotzain, meaning we wanted to effect a rejuvenation, a renewal of this rotzain. Shezehu chizuk hamalach. This is what strengthens these angels in heaven. We showed earlier, leim sameach itav ponim, that it's simcha, these items of simcha and rotzain, that give strength to these malachim. Shaydezehu tikkun hama acholim kanal, by the malach being strengthened, that would automatically affect a tikkun to the ma'achol. The letters of the word malach and ma'achol are the same letters, showing that these two are very much affected by each other. Vizehu, this is what it means when it says Adamaisinonsibi, while we were going to gather wood, cholim. Cholim means the two ends of the thigh that had been opened up became resealed. They closed up again. Hainu shebetoich shehoinu oiskim betikan hamacholim, while we were working at the fixing up of all food items, al yidei hischatzus haratzon, by trying to effect a hischatzus haratzon in heaven, by trying to effect a renewal of willpower of desire in heaven, cholam lanu chaloim. The word cholim, which means to attach, also means to dream. We had a dream. Vizehu cholim. This is the word cholim, loshen chaloim. It also has a connotation of a dream. Gam cholim. The word cholim also means hu loshen hiskashrus vehishabrus. It also means to bind together two items that were separated. Rabbi Nizal says no. To both interpretations blend together well. Ki hachaloim hoye mechubar mishnei koychos. What this person was saying was that the dream had in it two powers. It was attached. It was a combination of two items, meaning mikoyach hamalach v'koyach hashed. The dream, because we had not yet perfected our dreams contained within them a mixture of the bechina of malach and the bechina of shed. Machma she'adayin lo nistaknu hamacholim kanal, because we had not yet perfected all the food items. So the food that we were eating was still having this negative effect on us of allowing our dreams to come from a mixture of malach and shed. Vizehu, this is what it means when it says vitavinon. The word vitavinon over there literally means that we broiled the meat. But we know in Aramaic, the word vitavinon means to broil. The word vitavinon also means to fast, as we find in a pasuk in Daniel and in a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara uses this word vitavinon to mean fasting. Vizehu vitavinon loshen tainus. This refers to fasting. Hainu shehoyinu misanim. We saw that the ma'acholim were defective and that the malochim were defective. This simcha was defective. The simcha that's needed to fix up the koyach of the ma'acholim and malochim, because all of this was defective, we decided to fast. Why? Ki hatainus mevi simcha. Because Rabbi Nizal explained earlier in this chapter on the Likutei Moran that tainus, fasting, brings about simcha, as we see in a pasuk. Samchenu kimais inisanu. Our simcha is according to our fasting. Rabbi Nizal says, Shehi tikkun hachaloim. And simcha is what perfects the dream. So therefore, by fasting to try to arouse simcha, this is how we were hoping to fix up the ma'acholim and the dreams. The ma'acholim and the malochim, which affect the dreams. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki hadron labosar treisi achishata. The Gemara says, when they returned after 12 months, Hainu kishechozarnu ubonu lechodesh nisan. This concept of returning after 12 months means at the completion of a cycle. When is the completion of a cycle of a year, according to Jews? This means, Hainu kishechozarnu ubonu lechodesh nisan. When we arrived again at the beginning of the cycle, meaning the month of Nisan, Shehu Achar Yud Beis Chodshi Hashana, which is after the passing of the normal flow, the normal sequence of the 12 months of the year, Ki Nisan Tchilas HaChadoshim, because Nisan is the first of the months in many ways, V'hu Rosh Hashana LaMelochim, and Nisan is the beginning of the year. As far as Jewish kings are concerned, anointing a Jewish king is done generally his year. His reign is counted from beginning from the month of Nisan of whatever year it's in. Va'oz hu chizuk hamalach kanal. And we explained earlier in this Torah that the month of Nisan is the optimum time for fixing up, giving this koyach to the malach. The afal pikein, and still, although we had arrived at Nisan, chazin lahani gumri the komalachashi, we saw these coals that they were still simmering. Rabbi Nizal says, "Dahainu gam shegam lebosat treisi archishato." Even after the completion of a 12-month cycle, shehu Nisan, which is at the month of Nisan, even after we arrived at the month of Nisan, oz gamkein adayan hoyu boyarim hagecholim, we found that even at that time the coals were still burning. Hainu b'chinas chimum halev. This refers to the fire in the heart, the fiery desire in the heart. the passion in the heart. Shal yedei hachamimus bo tumo analchas v'shon. We mentioned in this time, look at the Marana, that it's this fire of tumo, this passion of tumo, that causes pigama brus, that causes mikre laila chas v'shon, this type of accident to happen to a person at night. Ube'emes, and in truth, Rabbein Azal says, Benison hu chizuk hamalach kanal. We proved earlier that Nisan is one of the optimum times for strengthening this malach. V'hoyoroi, and it would have been logical, it would have been proper, sheizbatel oz hatuma hanalagamri, that tuma, that when we arrived at Nisan, the burning should have stopped. The fiery desire, this tuma, should have been eradicated and eliminated completely, purely based on the merit of the month of Nisan. As we explained earlier in this time, the Gutamaran, that Nisan is the month of Nisan represents an union of Tikkun HaBris. So when we came before the Rabbi Ameimar, Omar, he said to us, Hanu isbo desimteri havu. This grass that you place this meat on was a famous type of grass called simteri. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu Ameimar revealed to them, Shehamacholim hanal shehim bechinas isbo, that this grass, which we said before, represents food, the koilel of all food items, shel sam terei havu. This food of yours was of a double type. It was of two. It consisted of two different types. Shoyokol bohem shnei koichos. This food had in it two different powers: sam chayim v'sam oves, a medicinal power of life and a power of death, a poison of death. Dahainu koyach hamalach v'koyach hashed kanal. This food that you were eating had mixed into it both powers: the koyach of the malach and the koyach of the shed. Ki koy them tikkun ha-macholim, because before the macholim have been corrected and fixed completely, azai nisarev bohen koyach ha-shed kanal, then what happens is the macholim still have within them part of this koyach ha-shed, which causes problems to the persons, which is part of what affects the tikkun ha-bris of the person. Va'azai heim bechinas simteri, and at that point in time, the food is in the category of simteri, sam trei. It's a double potion, in a sense. Ki hem kula mishnei koichos. It has in it both powers. Koyach hamalach v'koyach hashed kanal. The power of the angel and the power of the demon, in a sense. This shed. V'zehu, Rabbi Nezal says, this is what the Gemara means when it says, Hanu isbo de simteri havu. This grass was of simtera, Hanu gumri de risma havu. And the coals that we're using were of a type called risma. The word risma means this type of broom wood, which burns for a very long time. The verb risaim in Hebrew also means to bind together. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu roisen, kamo shepirish Rashi. Rashi Kodesh says that the word risma in Aramaic corresponds to the Hebrew word roisen, which means a special type of wood called broomwood. That's the noun roisen. But we know there's a verb in Hebrew called risaim, which means to unite, to bind. Rabbi Nezal says, Zebechinas tikkun hamerkova. This type of wood, risma, also represents a concept of binding, fixing up the throne of Hashem, the Merkava. Bechinas resaim hamerkava. There's a pasuk in Micha, in the first chapter of Micha, that says, resaim hamerkava, bind the chariot to a very, very quick horse, it's saying over there. So we see that the word resaim means to bind together. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu shehoidi aloy ameimar informed this Huna Barnoson shehachamimus bo mipigam hamerkovo, that the reason why you're still feeling this passion of tumo that's bringing about this chilabris, although you're in the month of Nisan, and although you've attempted to fix up the koyach hamalach and the ma'acholim, the reason why you're still feeling this chamimus is because of a pigam hamerkovo, because there's a pigam in the merkovo of Hashem, Hainu, which is al yedei ivus hamishpot kanal, through a spoilage in mishpot, through a spoilage in the power of judgment on earth, where the judges are judging improperly, incorrectly. We said that this affects a pigam in the merkava of Hashem, in the throne of Hashem. Sheloze ein tikkun kiyem al yedei kishur hamerkava. The only way to fix that, the only way to correct that, is not via the food and not via the dreams and not via simcha. The only way to fix that is through Kishur HaMerkava, binding together the throne of Hashem. Bechinas Resoim HaMerkava, as the Pasuk says in Micha, that the word Resoim means to bind together. Vizehu Risma. This is the word Risma that's used in the Gemara over there. Roshei Tevois, Toichoi, Rotzuf, Ahavo, Mibenoisi, Rishalayim. The word Risma also makes up the first letters of a pasuk, which tells us about the throne of Hashem, that the inside of the throne of Hashem is layered with love for the Benoisi, Rishalayim, for the Jewish people. Rabbein Azal explains, Sheminefilas, Ho'avo, Hazois, because of a fall, because of a defect in this love that's contained within the throne of Hashem, Bo Hachamimus Hanal, that's what brings about this passion of Tumah. Ve'ein Tikkun, and there's no way to fix this, there's no way to correct this, Kiyim Al Yidei Bechinas Risoim HaMerkava. The only way to correct this, the only way to fix this up, is by binding the throne of Hashem, Hainu Kishur HaMerkava, which means binding the throne of Hashem, Bechinas Merkovoy Argamon Toichay Rotzuf Ahavo Mibnais Yerushalayim, referring to a fixing up to the throne of Hashem, which is made of this purple wool, of which the inside is lined with love for Bnei Yisrael. So because this inside is lined with love, what happens is, whenever there's any problem, whenever there's a pigam in the Merkava, this love leaks out and drips down to this world, in a sense, and causes pigamim, causes people to develop the wrong kind of love, an ahavon afula, an ahavon tuma, a desire for the wrong kind of things, and this is what's causing the pigam abris to still be in effect. Now the question is, this inyan of Tikkun HaMerkava, this inyan of Kishur HaMerkava, what does this mean? What does this refer to? And here you have to remember that unfortunately we are very, very tiny ants. The ones to whom Rabbein Azal was giving this shir to, his Talmidim, his smallest student just about at that time, would have been worthy to have been classified as the greatest tzaddik and goyin today in the world. A super Talmud Chacham. He was talking to people who were knowledgeable in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Tikkuni Zohar, and other Sfarim, and they would understand what he was referring to right away. So therefore, Rabbein Azal didn't have to go into detail to explain this, but Rav Nosson Zal, Likutei Halachos, gives us a little bit of information about this. What is this item of Kishur HaMerkava referred to? In the Tikkuni Zohar, it says that the Merkava of Hashem had on it, the Navi says it had on it the images of animals, Chayos, an Aryeh, a Shur, an Esher, an Odom, the image of a lion, an ox, an eagle, and a human figure, a human face. The Tikkun HaYisrael says that these are called the Chayos of Kedusha, the animals of Kedusha. The word Chayo means animal. The word Chayos also means Chiyos, a lesson of life. And the Tikkun HaYisrael explains that these are the Chayos of Kedusha, which verses which are diametrically opposed to the Chayos of Tumah, the Chayos Ro'os, which are another set of animals, chamoyer, other, which we discussed at different times. That's not the topic for now, to know which animals it is. But the Tikkun HaYisrael says that this concept of the chayos of kedusha versus the chayos of tumah, this refers to the machshavos kedushos versus the machshavos of tumah. When a person has good thoughts, thoughts of kedusha, that corresponds to this union of chayos of kedusha, because again, we said chayos refers to animal. The word chayos also refers to chokhma, machshava. There's a pasuk ha-chokhma techaya es ba'aleha, that chokhma, wisdom, gives chiyus, gives life to a person. So this union of kishur hamerkava means a concept of binding together a person's thoughts, which means, in one word, concentration, a concept of a super, super concentration of Kedusha. And Rav Nosson Zal, in two or three places, in Likutei Halachos, in Hilchos Rish Chodesh, and other places, stresses that this is the Eitzah that Rabbein Azal is referring to. That when a person finds that he has the problems that Rabbein Azal described here in this Torah Likutei Moran, the Pigamim in Emuna, the Pigamim in Bris, and all of these items, the main tikkun for it is Kishur HaMerkava, which means to try to develop a super, super concentration, that whether he's learning or davening, any of us, specifically those two items, to be able to gather together, that's the wording that Rav Nosson Zal uses, to gather together the pizrei hamoyach, the spread apart pieces of his brain, which because of his pigomim, he's caused his mind, in a sense, to crumble. It's crumbled, and it's fallen into many pieces, to be able to gather together the pieces, and focus them very, very narrowly and concentrate them on a specific item, meaning either Torah or Tefillah. And Rav Nosson stresses that this is an item that brings about a tremendous, tremendous tikkun to the person. Whenever a person is zeicha to push himself to have this super concentration, this means obliterating from his head literally any kind of outside thought and really, really gathering together the pizrei hamoyach, the particles of the brain, gathering them, focusing them, zeroing in, concentrating them on a certain item, that has a koyach, just like the magnifying glass, we say, when you gather into it all the rays of the sun, you can generate a heat that can bore through an incredible, with tremendous intensity and power. Lahavdil in Kiddusha, that's the power that's created through this concept of Kishur HaMerkava. Now, that's just one representation of this. Remember, we mentioned many times that we're learning Likudei Moran now, which is an introduction. This is the foundation for the Likudei Halachos. In Likudei Halachos, Emir Tzashem, when we'll be Zeicha to learn it, we're going to get to know many, many practical applications of every single item that's been discussed in this chapter on Likudei Moran, how it relates to the building of the Mishkan, different things that took place there, how it relates to the Tikkun HaLavona, the concept of Kiddush Lavona, many, many other items that Rav Nosson Zal explains on Likudei Halachos that are all affected by the things we spoke about in this Torah on Likudei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Vezehu, this is what's also meant in the Pasuk, Tiku, but don't remember that this Torah was said on Rosh Hashanah, one of the last Rosh Hashanahs of Rabbeinu Zal's life. And on Rosh Hashanah, those last years, or actually I think just about all the years, when Rabbeinu Zal spoke on Rosh Hashanah, he always based his shir on the pasuk Tiku b'chayde shayfar b'kesel yayim chagenu ki chayk l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'leke yakay. That pasuk which we say on at night, the night of Yom Tov, the night of Rosh Hashanah, just as on Shabbos we say Vishamru Vnei Israel as a Shabbos, on Yom Tov we say Eile Moyadi Hashem Ashitikroisim B'Moyadom, Yom Kippur we say Tkivayim Hazei Yechaper Aleichem, on Rosh Hashanah we say this spectacular pasuk Tiku B'Chayde Shofar B'Kes Laim Chagenu. And if a person learns the chapters on the Likutei Moran that are written on this pasuk, you understand that the saying of that pasuk has tremendous, tremendous significance. So that just as the Arizal writes that when a person says the tefillah, the paragraph of the Shamru V'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos on Friday night, that's one of the main thoroughfares of Kiddusha. That's like Lahavdo, the red square in heaven, where all kinds of super spectacular tikkunim of Hecholim and Shamayim come together when a Jew says that paragraph of the Shamru. So too, correspondingly, on every Yom Tov, when a person says the posuk that relates to that, obviously there are tremendous, tremendous tikkunim that are performed by it. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vezehu tiku b'chayde shayfor." Tiku, the concept of the blowing of the shayfor, zebechinas hayitoka shayfor bo'ir va'am lo yechrodu. There's a pasuk that says that the blowing of the shayfor, the blasting of the shayfor, brings about a fear. It injects a fear into people. Fear causes the body to tremble. Bechinas cherdas haguf, a trembling of the body. Bechinas v'kar ruach ish tevuna. That there's a pasuk that says that a person who is cool by nature is a person who is very intelligent versus a person who's hot-headed, nervous. That's a person who's lacking in tevuna. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Bechinas v'kar ruach ish tevuna. Haynu bechinas ish tevuna is she'al yodain istakin ho'emuna kanal. One of the first major chapters within this Torah in Likutei Moran was the Inyan of Tikkun Ho'emuna, which basically boiled down the main point of that chapter was that a person has to find the Ish Tevunais, a person has to find this tzaddik who is called Ish Tevunais, and he's the one who's in a position to draw the waters which can water the any defect, any deficiency in the person's emuna that's lacking in the person's emuna and fix it up. So Rabbeinu Zal says that's all hinted to in the word tiku, because the word tiku, the blowing of the shofar, represents injecting this trembling into people, which is something that causes a person to become cold. Trembling is an union of cold. Cold is this union of karuach ish tevunais. Bachoidesh Shofar. Bachoidesh Shofar Hainu Behisparus Chodosh. The word Shofar means a ram's horn. The word Shofar also means beauty. There's a pasuk Shapru Ma'asechem. Beautify your deeds. There's a pasuk by Osher, Hanoisein Imre Shofar, who gives forth words of beauty. So the word Shofar, Shofar, also refers to Hisparus, beauty. Dahainu Hisparus Vegaiva Chadosho Shenizgala. This refers to a beauty and a glory, a new glory that's revealed. Hainu Bechinas Geirim. This refers to the converts, Shehem Machnisin Gaiva Bisrael. They bring this glory, or arrogance in a sense, to Bnei Israel, Shenasin Al Yedei Shemalin Huemuna Hanafula Kanal, which is caused, which is brought about by this fixing up of the Emuna of Hanafula. We said one of the byproducts when a person fixes up a fallen Emuna by him is that it causes converts to come to Bnei Israel, and these converts bring along with them this fallen glory of Bnei Israel that has fallen into the hands of the Goyim, and this interjects gaiva, arrogance, into the leaders of Bnei Israel, chas v'shalom. Vezehu, the pasuk continues, Bakese liyoim chagenu. Rabbi Nizal says, Bakese, the word kese is miloshen mechase, to cover. Zebechinas tefillin, the mechasian al moicha. The word bakese refers to the tefillin, which the Zohar HaKadosh says they cover the brain. The tefillin are worn as a covering over the head, over the skull. Kimei hagaivo hanal nase tefillin al yidei hamoginei eretz. We explained earlier in this chapter on the Kodeman that the moginei eretz, there are certain outstanding tzaddikim who have a power to fix up this gaiva that these geirim bring with them and try to interject into Bnei Israel, to use it in a bad way. These Mogine Eretz are able to take that glory and convert it into tefillin meichin, into a very high level of kedusha. Rabbi Nizal says, Shehem misaknin umalin pigam hagaiva. These tzaddikim, these Mogine Eretz, these protectors of the world, are able to correct and elevate this defective glory, shehi bechinas hech, which is a concept of defiled flesh, and they create from this a seal of kedusha, an insignia of kedusha, bechinas tefillin kanal, which is the tefillin, which is called ois, which is called also an insignia that's worn on a Jew, just like the bris. The pasuk says, when does all of this take place? On the day of our holiday, on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Hainu Rosh Hashanah, shehu bechinas roish umeichim. This refers to the day of Rosh Hashanah, which we explained earlier in this chapter. Rosh Hashanah is miloshen roish, a tikkun for the head, a tikkun for the mind, for the brain. She'oz nasim kol habechinas hanal. That's when all of these items that we explained are all performed. All of these tikkunim, when do they take place? On Rosh Hashanah. The pasuk continues, Ki choik li Yisrael hu. Rabbi Nizal says, choik lishne de mezayna. Choik refers to parnosa, food. The word choik refers to food, sustenance. As the Gemara says in Be'ah, that choik is lishne de mezayna. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, Va'ochlu es chukam. They will eat their sustenance. We see the word chukam, the word chayk there is used to mean mazain, food. So Rabbi Nizal says, Ki chayk li Yisrael hu bechinas tikkun hama'acholim kanal. This word chayk refers to a Jew fixing up any problems in the food that he's eating, in the ma'acholim. Mishpot leilai keyakov. The pasuk finishes with the words mishpot leilai keyakov, to return the judgment to Hashem. Ze bechinas tikkun hamishpot. This refers to the concept of fixing up the mishpot via the kishur hamerkava, which we spoke about before. Hakol kanal. Everything conforms and corresponds to different items that we discussed earlier in this chapter on Likutei Moran. There's just one piece added onto this chapter that Rav Nosson Zal adds on. Shayech le'el le'posik v'chomalti aleihem. This next piece is a continuation, a little elaboration on the posik that we quoted before about Hashem having pity on the Jews. If a Jew is zeicha to humble himself and to show tmimus, to be able to behave to Hashem like an eved, to do maise avdus, to do servile work for Hashem, for the kavod of Hashem. Hashem gives that you as a present the highest levels of knowledge, the knowledge of tzaddik v'raloi, rosh v'tayvloi, as we explained earlier. Rab Nosson Zal adds on the words of Rabbeinu Zal, ube'emes hudovor godol ma'oid. In truth, it's a very, very great item, lahashlich me'itoi kol hachochmois, for a Jew to be able to throw away from himself all types of wisdom and intellect, ulehisnaheg bipshitus, and to carry on in a very simple manner, laasais maise avdus loivdo yisporach, laasais maise avdus, to be able to perform servile types of acts, loivdo yisporach buuvdois bitmimus belichochmois, to be able to serve Hashem where his actual service of Hashem should be done with the utmost of simplicity, without any intellect whatsoever. Rabbi Nizal says, Kizeh bechinas sisrei Torah. This is a concept of the hidden parts of the Torah. Shehatorah nisteres v'ne'elemes shom. The Torah is hidden there. In other words, you get a person who spent 20, 30 hours learning about the mitzvah of tzitzis, learning all the halachas related to it, all the different gemaras, all the different secrets that are taught in the Kisvei Arizal about the mitzvah of tzitzis, the tikkunim that are performed from it. And then, when he actually goes ahead and performs the mitzvah of tzitzis, at the time that he makes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidshanu Sa'isa V'Tzivanu Al Mitzvah Tzitzis, or Lehisatif Batzitzis, he does it with the utmost of simplicity. He casts aside any of the chachmais that he's learned, and he says it in the most simple manner possible, and he puts on the talis without any fanciness, just as simply as he could possibly perform the act of putting on the talis kotno, the talis godol. He does it with the utmost of simplicity. What is that person actually doing? He's hiding the Torah that he learned. It's not that he never learned about tzitzis. He did learn all about tzitzis, but he's concealing the Torah. In other words, when he performs the mitzvah, he's hiding the Torah. That's a concept of sisrei Torah, the hidden portions of the Torah, which are the highest portions of the Torah, the deepest portions. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki kishoise uvdus pshutim, when a person does simple acts of serving Hashem, and in truth, these simple acts of serving Hashem actually have in them a very, very high level of Torah. Rabbi Nizal says, Rak she'ein yoydim ma yesh bohem. It's just that the person doesn't necessarily know all the depth of Torah that's found in the acts of serving Hashem that he's performing. Nimtza. So what comes out of this? Shehat Torah sheyesh bohem hu nistar v'ne'elam. That the Torah that exists in these acts of serving Hashem that he's performing, that Torah is hidden. He doesn't know it. He doesn't fully understand it, and yet he's doing it anyway. So the Torah is hidden in his act. So Rabbi Nizal says, Bechinas Sisrei Torah. This is a concept of secrets of Torah. V'sisrei Torah, secrets of Torah, hu bechinas chamukei yirei chayich, is a concept of what the Pasuk says, chamukei yirei chayich, the hidden part of the thigh. The Gemara says, ma yerech b'seiser af divrei Torah b'seiser, that just as the Torah is referred to by this Pasuk, chamukei yirei chayich, the inside of the thigh. Rabbi Nizal says, ma yerech b'seiser, the Gemara darshins in Sukkah, ma yerech b'seiser af divrei Torah b'seiser. So what's the association between the Torah and the thigh? That just as the thigh is a part of the body that's supposed to be kept hidden, so too the Torah also has in it portions that are supposed to be kept hidden, meaning not publicized just to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. They're supposed to be reserved for a person who's worthy of hearing that portion in Torah. Kama Yishadosh Razal's the Gemara Dashans in Sukkah. Vaydezeh Nase Tikkun HaMishpat. And through a person performing the act of serving Hashem with this utter simplicity, and thereby he hides, the Torah is hidden in his act, that also brings about a tremendous tikkun hamishpat. Bebechinas chamukei yirei chayich kemoi chaloim. The Pasuk says that the beauty of your thighs is like the chaloim, like the long tubes or pipes that existed in the Mizbeach, in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdosh. Shehem Hashitin Shemecholin Vyordin Ad Hatahoim. The Gemara says there in Sukkah, this refers to the pipes, the long, thin pipes that extended downward from the Mizbeach all the way deep, deep down to the center of the earth, in a sense. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mishpotecho Tahoim Rabo, that the Mishpot of Hashem, the judgment of Hashem, reaches down to the Tahoim. So note, we showed the Pasuk says, Chamuke Yirechayich, Kemoi Chaloim. The length of your thighs extends like these Chaloim, like these long pipes that extended downward under the Mizbeach to the depth of the earth. The thighs represented the hidden part, the avodas pshutos, the simple avodah that a person does that has in it this hidden Torah, which is associated with this chalom, with these long pipes, which reach down to the tohoim, which is the place of the mishpot of Hashem. The pasuk says, mishpotecho tohoim rabo. Rabbein Ezal says, v'yidei ha'uvdes hanal, sheheim bechinas sisrei Torah, through these uvdos, which a person does, through these simple acts of serving Hashem, which are this concept of secrets of Torah, bechinas chamukei rechayich, meaning this hidden thigh, bechinas shitin, corresponding to these pipes, shehem mechulolim ad hatahoim, which extend downward up to the tahoim, heim boikin v'yorden ad hatahoim, these pipes extend and reach downward, in other words, break through to the tahoim, to the center of the earth, umal in a samishpot min a filosoi, and the person is zeiche, thereby to pick up the mishpot from its fallen state, bebechinas, mi bechinas mishpotecha tahoim rabo, from this state where the pasuk says that the mishpot is tahoim rabo, the mishpot has fallen very low. Through his act of performing acts of serving Hashem with simplicity, this concept of Sisrei Torah, which is this inyan of Chamukeim Yirechayech Kemoi Chaloim, this enables him to also go down to the Tahoim and be able to bring back up this fallen Mishpat. Rabbein Ezal says, Bebechinas, as the Gemara says in Tainus, on the Pasuk, Tahoim El Tahoim Koire, Lekoil Tzinoi Recha, that one depth of the earth calls out to the other depth of the earth, V'dorsh Razal, the Gemara says, that what do they cry out? The Gemara says, Kishimanaschen Es Hamayim Bechag, when the Jews used to pour water down these pipes in the Mizbeach, on Sukkos, Tahoim Oimer L'Chaveroi, one angel of the depths of the earth would say to a fellow angel, Abba Meimecha, bring forth your waters, let your waters rise forth, rise up. Rabbein Ezal says, Hainu, this means, Shehatahoimois Kairin Zeloze, Sheyoshuvu Viachsaru HaMishpot Shenofalayim, that when the Taimois say to each other, let your waters rise up, this refers to a rising up of the fallen Mishpot. Bebechinas, as we quoted a pasuk earlier in this chapter, Vayigal Kamayim Mishpot, it was revealed like water, the judgment. So we see that the water represents Mishpot, judgment. So when the Tahoim would say to its fellow Tahoim, let your waters rise up, this means let the Mishpot, which has fallen down, let it rise up. Referring to a revealing of the Mishpat, let the water rise up and be revealed, let the Mishpat be revealed. That the Tahoim, the angels of the Tahoim, should bring forth and elevate the Mishpat that has fallen down within them. It should become corrected and fixed up, this concept of the Mishpat, allowing it to be revealed like water. Nimsa, Rabbeinu Zal says, what do we see from this? Shal yedei asiyos v'uvdus bepshitus, through actions and forms of serving Hashem with simplicity, nase tikkun hamishpat. That also affects a tikkun hamishpat, a correcting of the mishpat, which we said was the main underlying problem, which affects the emunah and the this and that, all the different things that we discussed in this chapter. We said that even after fixing them all up, if there's an evus hamishpat, there can still be the whole problem. Rabbein Ezal shows now that the tikkun hamishpat can be brought about through two things, either a tikkun hamerkava, a kishur hamerkava, which we spoke about earlier, or another manner of affecting the tikkun hamishpat is by being able to serve Hashem with simplicity. Halavai, we should be zeche to understand and to adapt and abide by all the eitzos, all the advice that's given in this chapter on the Likutei Moran, and be zeche thereby to get to see the coming of Moshiach, the Binyan Beis Mikdash, Merav Yameinu, Amen.
As far as this thing about doing mitzvahs with, what you learned about the mitzvah, as far, but then, this with regard to the Kutei Lachas, when in the Nazal writes the intention that when, let's say, first puts on film, he should think about what it says in film and trying to do that.
No way, definitely not. If you, the question was this, that for example we have the Likutei Halachos, which explains in it many, many secrets about mitzvahs of the Torah to give a person a deeper understanding of the mitzvahs that he's doing. The question is, didn't Rav Nosson Zal write that sefer so that when a person would do the mitzvahs, he would do them with all these deep thoughts and everything? The answer is definitely not. Rav Nosson Zal writes in the introduction to Likutei Halachos and in many other places that his main hope. The question was once asked to Rav Nosson Zal, somebody once commented about the deep, deep, in other words, the fantastic revelations that are in the Likutei Halachos about mitzvahs and other things like that. And Rav Nosson Zal said, that's what you found in my sefer, then you missed the whole point. The point of my writing these chidushim was not that people should say, wow, it's such a deep chidush and the mitzvahs are so deep. And the point was for a person to learn these things and understand them. And it should bring him to be able to perform these mitzvahs with a simplicity, with an emes. If we can pause for 1 second, this item here. This is found in the introduction to the second chelak of Likutei Halachos, in a short paragraph that's brought by the one who's bringing this sefer to be printed. He writes, Hikbid ma'oid. Rav Nosson Zal got very angered, and he was very particular about making it straight, al kama b'nei adam, about against many people, shehispalu ma'oid al neflois hachidushim haksuvim b'sforov, who marvel at the fantastic chidushim that are written in his sforim, hakdoshim, in his holy sforim, v'omar lohem, Rav Nosson Zal said to them, zehu hachisorin shelochem, that's your problem, she'atem seivrim, you think, shekavonosi al hachidush v'hadrush, that my kavono in writing this sefer, that my main kavana was on the chiddush, revealing a new item about the mitzvah or a deeper understanding of the mitzvah. Hagam ki be'emes heim nifloim v'toivim oid, although the drushim that are found in Likutei Halachos are wondrous and are very good, avol ikar kavanosi hu rak al hamaisa, but my main purpose was only for the Maisa. Ukamaisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Loi Hamedresh Hu Ha'ikar Ela Hamaisa, that the main thing is not the learning, the understanding, the main thing is action. The Kavanosi Kipshutoi. My Kavana is very simple, that what? Kisha'atem Misatfim Batzitzis, at a time that you cloak yourself in tzitzis, Teidu, you should know, v'tizkru, and you should remember, v'tosimu alavavchem heitev, kol mashin izbora bidvarenu, you should be able to remind yourselves of everything that was explained in our words, besoid inyan hatzitzis, about regarding the secrets, all the deep things that are found related to tzitzis, al pi ha-hagdomais hanaroi shekibalti merabena ha-kodesh zechet tzadikot shel vracha, through all the introductions that I received from Rabbeinu Zal, Ad shetisku al yedei zet, so that you should be zeche through this, lehischazek tomin ba'avoidosu yisborach, to strengthen yourselves constantly in serving Hashem. Meaning, in other words, what's he saying here? He's saying that what he wanted is that at the time that we do a mitzvah, any person who learns this sefer, it should imbue him with such an awe for the mitzvah and a respect for the mitzvah and a feeling for the mitzvah and a knowledge about the mitzvah that by remembering these items, it'll lead him to do the mitzvah with much more yira and ahava than he would have done otherwise. Not necessarily that he'll do it remembering that at the time that he'll do it, he'll be mechave in all of these kavanos, because that Rabbeinu Zal stressed, that's not pshitus, that's not real simplicity.
No, I was saying, like, for instance, like, since this all is relevant to, let's say, simcha, filling, and schachis, those type of things, when the Torah is trying to think, when you put on filling to, put on filling with simcha and schachis,
okay, but the question is again, what's the key word trying to do it with simplicity. With simplicity, meaning you can have a person who can learn these things, and then right before he would go to do a mitzvah, it would take him an hour of hachana to start reviewing in his mind the different kavanos and that Rabbeinu Zal was against. Rabbeinu Zal wanted pshitas. So that in essence he's saying he wants you to learn these farming and get to pick up these concepts real well and to be able to remember certain basic nekudos. For example, Rabbeinu Zal has one halacha here in Likutei Halachos where he explains a whole arichas of why the ikar tikkun hama'acholim, it's based on what we just learned now, is through simcha, and as we explained earlier, and he mentions this is why berachas hamazon should be done with simcha. Berachas hamazon, which is the main tikkun of the achila, that's the bracha that's derived after you eat, and that's supposed to really help you digest the food, beruchnis and everything, should be done with simcha. Here again, the point is not to have to start figuring out all the gematrioys and all the chidushim in here that taught you the simcha. The point is, at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, to think of the, in one word, what did he want? Simcha. In one word, yira. In one word, ahava. And that's the underlying point in just about every halacha and likutei halachas. To bring you to doing the mitzvah with more dechila or rechima, with more yira and ahava, basically.
Could you just recap these two kinds of tikkunim that are mentioned here? He mentions, as he goes along, actually more than two. He mentions fasting brings a person to simcha. When is that supposed to be used? When is the other etzis that he gives here supposed to be applied?
Meaning?
There were two other etzis that were given. There was an etzis that was given for
the month of Nisan, he pointed out the significance of that. He pointed out the significance of fasting, the hischachus harotzain. The answer is a person should apply all of these as best as he can, meaning in the month of Nisan to take advantage of everything we said about the month of Nisan. And in Likutei Tfilos, you'll find specific Tfilos which zero in on this, where Rav Nosson Zal is asking that when the month of Nisan comes, Hashem, please let me be zecher to draw all the benefits that I was told in this chapter on Likutei Moran that the month of Nisan can offer me related to this item specifically. As far as the union of fasting, at any point in time that a Jew is zeichet to fast, based on the Tanis and that the Chachamim declared for us, because Rabbeinu Zal was against the Jew accepting upon himself stam additional fasting, but at least when a Jew is fasting, because he's following the halacha, at that point in time to keep in mind or to be mispalt Hashem that he should be zeichet that the fasting should bring him to a simcha, which is the tikkun of the malachim, which brings about a tikkun of the macholim. In other words, again, to keep in mind the different chains of thought that we discuss in this Torah. And once again, the underlying point, if you want to know the Rashi on Likutei Moran, the Rashi on Likutei Moran is Likutei Tfilos. If you want to know when to apply and how to apply and how do I present this to Hashem, like, what am I asking for in this Torah? What am I being asked to do in this chapter on Likutei Moran? And therefore, what am I asking Hashem to help me to do? The answer is, check your Likutei Tfilos. Likutei Tfilos on this chapter has about 25 pages. It's a 25-page tefillah that Rav Nosson Zal wrote, corresponding to every single aspect of this Torah, asking Hashem to be zecher to fulfill it. And there, in some places, he elaborates where he gives you a much clearer perspective of what Rabbeinu Zal is talking about here.
Isn't there a principle that the Rabbeinu Zal wants you to do with each mitzvah, like you have in Mari? It's not like the thousandth time you have Mari, it's like the first time you have
Mari. Right.
But you should keep it simple.
Right. The Inyan of Hischachus also is a concept of youthfulness. The fact that Rabbeinu Zal stressed doing a mitzvah always like it's new, like it's brand new to you. The concept of being young, we mentioned the Kruvim, that the whole Kiyam Hatayra, the youthful faces on top of the Arayin, represents this concept of being new, which again means lack of knowledge. Not where it's not so much intellect, it's more simple, because you're told to do it. That's why you're doing it, and you're doing it with all that simplicity.